This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama said today the entire world is watching what's happening in Egypt, and the mere pretense of reform is not good enough. This was the first time Mr. Obama fielded questions on the Egyptian protests. He spoke during a joint news conference with the visiting Prime Minister of Canada. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Obama administration is keeping close tabs on what the president calls a fluid situation in Egypt. As he's done for the last week, Mr. Obama called for all sides to avoid violence. He said attacks on peaceful protesters and international journalists are unacceptable.
Everybody should recognize a simple truth. The issues at stake in Egypt will not be resolved through violence or suppression. And we are encouraged by the restraint that was shown today. We hope that it continues.
The White House has been gradually stepping up the pressure on Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to surrender the ruling power he's held for almost three decades. Mr. Obama telephoned Mubarak a week ago and again on Tuesday after the Egyptian president announced he would not seek re-election in September. Calling Mubarak a proud man but also a patriot today, Mr. Obama suggested he should not stay in office for seven more months.
The key question he should be asking himself is how do I leave a legacy behind in which Egypt is able to get through this transformative period? My hope is that he will end up making the right decision.
The administration is being careful not to appear heavy-handed in its handling of the situation. Mr. Obama has said repeatedly the ultimate outcome in Egypt is for the Egyptians to decide. But the United States does have a strong stake in what happens to its longtime ally in the Middle East. American diplomats and military officers have been in regular contact with the Egyptian government and opposition leaders, urging concrete steps towards political and economic reforms.
We are consulting widely within Egypt and with the international community to communicate our strong belief that a successful and orderly transition must be meaningful. Negotiations should include a broad representation of the Egyptian opposition. And this transition must address the legitimate grievances of those who seek a better future.
The administration says it was quietly calling on Egypt's rulers to address those grievances long ago. And while the fast pace at which the protest escalated clearly surprised the administration, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the conditions leading to those protests were no secret.
I don't think you need a report from the intelligence community to let you know there's potential instability in Egypt or in the Middle East.
While the situation on the ground in Egypt is still precarious, Gibbs says events so far have turned out better than might have been expected just a week ago. President Obama says at this point the momentum for change in Egypt is unstoppable.
In light of what's happened over the last 2 weeks, going back to the old ways is not going to work. Suppression's not going to work. Engaging in violence is not going to work. Attempting to shut down information flows is not going to work.
Mr. Obama says the only thing that will work is an orderly and inclusive transition process that begins now. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.